For well over a century, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has kept the nation's waterways clear and open for transportation and has protected cities and farmland from flooding. It's taken on nature and tried to tame it at a cost of billions of dollars a year. But lately, the Corps of Engineers has become an embattled agency. It's fighting whistleblowers, government reports critical of the Corps' methods, and environmental groups that blame the Corps for much of the habitat damage on the nation's waterways. This most recent round of criticism began 2 years ago when a senior economist within the Corps came up with a peer-reviewed method to better indicate whether a water control project would benefit the economy enough to justify the cost. Through the group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, known as PEER, the economist revealed that Corps of Engineers commanders had rejected the use of that method because its results didn't say what they wanted it to say. The economist charged that the Corps then cooked the books to try to justify the projects it wanted. This spring, the Corps troubles were magnified. The president wanted the Corps of Engineers projects scaled back, but the civilian the president appointed to head the Corps asked Congress to pile on projects, so the president dismissed him. For a time, it was believed that the White House might also remove or reassign the military head of the Corps, Lieutenant General Robert B. Flowers. Jeff Rook is the executive director of PEER. He says the Army Corps of Engineers has a crisis of leadership, and Flowers' actions have not been helping the Corps because he's not been addressing the criticisms squarely.
General Flowers has many fine qualities, but this is an agency that needed a coach and instead got a cheerleader. During his tenure, the Corps' credibility among its partners, both in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, is steadily on the decline. But he continues to take the position that everyone should not worry and be happy.
The agency's problems led one environmental group to issue a special report on the Corps of Engineers. Each year, the group American Rivers publishes an annual report on the nation's most endangered rivers. This year, it included an additional chapter on the Corps, looking at how many rivers were impacted by Corps projects. Eric Eckel is a spokesperson for American Rivers.
Our look back through the history of the Endangered Rivers Report revealed that they have been directly responsible or have contributed in some way to about 60% of the endangered rivers listing since 1986. And we felt it was time to take a broader look at why that happens and what causes this agency to keep putting America's rivers in danger.
American Rivers says the Corps frequently pursues construction projects without looking at alternatives that would cost less and be less destructive to the rivers. The report also says the Corps' justifications for projects are often self-serving, claim economic benefit from environmental damage, and result in many projects that aren't really necessary and fail to produce the promised benefits. The Corps of Engineers commander is indignant over the Endangered Rivers report.
I think American Rivers blaming the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the condition of the rivers is a cheap shot and is absolutely not true.
Lieutenant General Robert Flowers. General Flowers argues that the Corps, at the instruction of Congress for many decades, made the river systems in the U.S. a model of reliable waterway transportation. The Congress wanted it, and the Corps built it. Today, Flowers says, the Corps is working to correct the environmental damage of those past decisions made by Congress.
And so I think the Corps is contributing to the solution and is not the cause of the problem. And to state that the Corps of Engineers today is responsible for 60% of the problems with rivers in America is a real stretch.
American Rivers says it's not a stretch at all. Eric Eckel says the Corps is still doing damage to the environment in many of its current projects it proposed to Congress. But asked if American Rivers thinks the Corps is without any redeeming value, and the environmental group backs off. Again, Eric Eckel.
America needs the Army Corps of Engineers. It's the only agency that has the expertise to be a force for restoring our damaged rivers and streams. What we're looking to bring about is a culture shift within the organization so that expertise is applied towards doing the right thing more often and avoiding the types of projects that have traditionally defined the agency's work.
And so American Rivers is calling for reforms, such as independent review of costly or controversial core projects, a better, faster job of repairing or replacing areas where the environment is harmed, require the Corps to maximize both economic development and environmental protection in its projects. It will take an act of Congress or several acts to see those kinds of reforms. That's a problem because some members of Congress use the Corps of Engineers as a big cookie jar, doling out construction contracts and jobs to constituents. It leaves some environmentalists skeptical that any real reform will be passed. Even the Corps' decision to suspend the 150 projects already funded but still on the drawing board leaves the Corps of Engineers' critics uncertain. They're waiting to see if the Corps really reviews the projects properly or gives them the green light as soon as critical voices quiet a bit in the media and in Washington, D.C. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.